Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Christian. So Christian, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hey everyone, how's it going? I am Christian Davis. I'm a full stack email marketer, email deliverability expert, and direct response copywriter, trained by some of the best in the game. Some recent merits are I just won my biggest client, the number one affiliate spot for Alex Tremosi's 100 mil leads, and that was a wild ride. And the month before, I made my client an extra $1 million from a custom promo I created for him. And that was just one of my clients, and I have seven. So I consistently pull in my clients like over $1 million every single month, averaging around hundreds of thousands. This completely transformed my life. I mean, man, like we can get into my story if you want in a little bit. But
Yeah. If you could just tell me, I guess, like, you know, how you got started in your career, like how you got to doing like, you know, what you are today. Because obviously it took time. It took certain steps to get to where you are. So
I had a job scraping rotten chicken grease at Costco and absolutely hated it. And I would like call suppliers from my dropshipping store in the janitor's closet. I'm actually about to release a story on my Facebook where I got this like chemical in my eye. It was like, it burned through this guy's like shirt, his smock, and his apron, and turned his nipples black. And I got in my eye, and I'm on the phone with the doctor, and he's like, I'm like, hey, am I gonna see out my eye again? Cause it's like all blurry. And he's like, I don't know. And then at that moment, I was like, I gotta find a way to get out of here. My vision came back fine. But what it ended up doing was I ended up moving to Playa del Carmen, Mexico, and living on a credit card. So my rent was $200. I lived off white rice and avocado, and washed my clothes in a rusty sink to save $2, and managed to get my first copy job for $2.90 an hour. Yeah, that was really challenging because I had a lot of self-worth issues and confidence like a lot of entrepreneurs in the beginning of their journey. I met a guy in a meditation circle that said like, hey man, instead of writing books and writing the current copy job you have, you should try email marketing. I put that course on a credit card for another $5K. And then I joined the email list of the highest paid copywriter in the world, Stefan Georgi. If you opened every single one of his emails, he sent out an invite to you for a special free event. I put that on a credit card. I showed up completely out of my freaking whiskers, like scared, crapless, and imposter syndrome through the roof. And then I meet a bunch of high level people, like all crushing millions a month, like direct response copywriters. And he invites us all to his house. And we party all night. I met all my new best friends, formed life calling connections. And that's what inspired me to move to Florida and do what I'm doing now. Yeah, that's awesome. It's been really wild, man. Like I got my dream car. I mean, it's modest. It's like a Subaru Crosstrek, but for me, that was a big deal. I moved into his top story apartment with the view of the ocean. And yeah, I like went from $2 an hour to $20K a month. The goal is 100. And so I'm hiring out people, and I have like 18 members now. I'm scaling, and life's like a fairy tale, dude.
That's awesome. So like, what would you say keeps you on top of your competition? Like, you know, how are you able to be successful in what you're doing?
Surrounding yourself with the best in the world and be willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. So like I moved across the world twice. Like the first time when I went to Mexico, I worked for my mentor for free. And in exchange, at the end of the day, he'd review my copy. Then the second time I leveled up out of that mentor. I moved again to Florida. And this time, this kid, he's like 26 years old, Troy Erickson. He's making $400K to $500K a month from his email agency. Has all these cars and this nice house. And his roommate, Jason Wojo, I immediately moved in with him. He also makes $400K to $500K a month with his Facebook ads agency at 26. And so my perspective was immediately just transformed and flipped on its head of what's possible. And now that's like my new normal.
So would you say, you know, being around, like, you know, obviously, I think it's like we're doing this interview over Zoom. Like, I think in 2023, everything is all about virtual. And so, but do you honestly think that, you know, being around in person, living with people who have been very successful has helped you develop and grow in your career and your business?
Well, you can do it abroad and you can do it by buying programs and stuff and joining Zoom calls with people. But nothing beats, in my opinion, physically being there, because there's a lot of science behind like your physiology actually changing, like Joe Dispenza talks about this, to conform to the people around you in your environment. So I went from hanging out with a bunch of people that were smoking weed all day and playing video games to like these extremely high level entrepreneurs like top 1% in the world. Blew my mind.
What would you say, like, you know, obviously being like around these people, like what separates those people, like, you know, their top 1% compared to, you know, just the average person per se? I mean, obviously there's exceptions where you have, you know, people that are smoking weed and playing video games. Maybe that's more like, you know, I'm not sure if I would call that average. It's just even probably like below average, just like the average person, right?
Yeah. So comparison to average people, well, I ask them all this question all the time, and that's why it's super important to actually be around them in person, because you can get like strategy questions and you can buy your way into that, but you're not going to like get the personal stuff from them, like sitting at a baseball game together having a beer. They both just have a sense of duty. Like they feel like morally obligated to wake up every morning and force themselves to do things they hate. Like both of those guys were wallflowers growing up, like completely shy out of their minds. Like no one knew them. Like Jason, he was 4'8", had to take human growth hormone when he was 18. He grew 1.5 feet and picked ruthlessly, never got any girls his entire life. And so he felt like he had to get up, put a huge chip on his shoulder, and he used that to get rich. And now he has $1 million in cars in his driveway.
You know, in terms of the people that you're working with, so if somebody wanted to use your service, like, you know, what's the typical type of client that you look for that you can really help with your email marketing strategy?
Yeah. So I pull in 6-7 figure wins for e-com brands and coaches, but my favorite clients to work with are coaches, hands down. They have a large email list. One of my current ones has a 380,000 person sending segment, and it's like a 1.6 million list total. So I prefer the bigger boys, and I also do consulting as well as full scale email list management. So that includes daily emails every day, automations and workflows, and a deliverability best practices. Getting your emails out of the promotions tab and into primary so you can increase your open rates by 20 to 40% as well as profit. Yeah, I mean, I prefer BizOp, but I've worked with coaches in all kinds of fields, like doctors I've written for CBD brands, survival companies like Doomsday Preppers, like a lot.
So in terms of coaches, I mean, you know, would you say, I mean, you're mentioning that you prefer that over e-com brands. Did you say it's just like it's easier? Do you think there's that personal connection? Like, hey, I'm working with Christian as opposed to like I'm working with like this supplement brand. Is that, you think, why it's, you know, more preferable and more successful, or is there a different reason?
Well, my current retention rate on average is 9 months, which is pretty high for the industry. And the thing about e-com brands is they're amazing. And I've had e-com brands for like 1.5 years, but it's just a little bit more risky because their margins are usually lower. Like with info products, the margins are so much higher. So if there's any email marketing freelancers listening to this, definitely going for coaches is lower hanging fruit. And it's just funner to build a relationship with the brands because, like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mentors and coaches. And so I'm extremely passionate about helping others.
So do you think that, like, the coaching industry has taken a turn in a positive direction? I think that even, like, you know, 5-10 years ago, that coaching was not as well-known of a profession. Like, today, obviously, we interview lots of coaches on this podcast. I just think there's more and more coaches and there's more need for it. And people are actually willing to spend more money on it because they see that value.
Yeah, exactly. Like as people take the education system with a grain of salt more and more over the course of time, as far as for business degrees and stuff, then yeah, coaching becomes even more important than ever. And for example, you could take Cole Gordon's like remote closing academy and get an amazing job, make it 6 figures within a handful of months. You know, and I think it's cost like $5K or $10K.
100%. I think that there's so much value online. I always say, I'm like, I went to college, but I feel like it was a big, you know, waste of time and money because, to your point, the amount of value that's available today online for a lot cheaper, it gets way more than, you know, any college degree will ever get you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if there's anyone listening to this who's thinking about college in that position, I definitely recommend if you're definitely committed to being a doctor, a lawyer, or a profession where you need a degree, do it. But if you're going to do it as like a mantelpiece thing or for social proof, like I would definitely think it through before committing because that's a big bite to take. But from the other end of the spectrum, if you're ready to take on a job that pays a lot, I also wouldn't worry about it too much if it was really important to you because I was extremely stressed about my student loans. Now, I didn't have that much. I had 40,000, but within a handful of months of doing this career, I was able to pay that off. Yeah, just believe in yourself and choose a career that pays well and get proper education for it.
Sure. So when it comes to being a successful email marketer, like, is it like a certain call to action? Or I guess, like, what makes, can you talk more specifically about what makes your email marketing really good? Because I think I'm just trying to understand, because there is, lots of competition. Just somebody can go and work with somebody else, but if they're going to work with you, like, is it just, your copywriting skills? Is it like, your utilization of AI? Like, what makes you specifically, really good to work with for a potential client?
You get almost guaranteed agency style results, but from a personalized freelancer. So you're not just thrown into a Slack chat with a bunch of people that are like throwing you around playing hot potato whenever you have a question about a simple thing or not responding quickly. Like I'm always on my phone, on my laptop. I'm always responding to my clients. And the reason that they work with me is because they know they get results. Like I even have one client that only hires minorities and women, but when they came to me asking for help, like it doesn't matter who I am or what I look like. If they want results, then they're going to go with me. And so the biggest thing is it's email deliverability for one. So getting your emails out of spam and the promotions to have it into primary. Kind of a controversial topic, but for sure it makes more money because we've tested over millions of emails. We've done this job for Grant Cardone and a lot of big names out there. And Anik Singhal. So yeah, they all vouch for it. That's the biggest piece. But also I use my 13 step conversion code formula. And it varies slightly depending on if you're a coach or econ brand, but it's a complete checklist and game plan that every single one of these businesses needs to form as much profit as possible. And a lot of agencies don't do this. And a lot of agencies don't know a lot of secrets I know, such as the unsub secret. So
Awesome.
this will, yeah. And yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Awesome. So earlier before we hop on the call, that you mentioned you're talking about Alex Hormozi. So can you talk a little bit more about, how, what you've learned from him and what he's taught you in order to be successful?
Give, just give, 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 give. Rewind right after I quit my job and before I moved to Mexico when I met my first mentor, my first copy mentor. He took me under his wing. Despite working 12 hours a day, he reviewed my copy and gave me a chance and even paid me for some of the work. I actually called him recently, like with like a tear in my eye, and said, like, bro, like, what can I ever do to pay you back for all you've like selflessly given to me? Like, and he said, Christian, just promise me that you're going to give back to other people the same way I did for you and lift other people up. I've been doing that like crazy, making lots of posts on Facebook. My DMs are absolutely blown up. So I was forced to create a Facebook group so I could help people on a larger scale. But yeah,
Awesome.
that's the biggest lesson.
No, 100%. So, what would you say is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, most people, it's like profit and scalability. And so I know I mentioned the trajectory of like 100K a month, but I've shifted my perspective a lot since that conversation with my mentor. And now it's focused on the scale that I can help freelancers. So I help email marketers make 10K a month within 3 months. I also obviously do email list management for businesses and coaches and e-com brands. And so it's about the amount of people I can help at a larger scale without compromising quality. So revenue numbers are irrelevant to me. It's about how many people can I help. I have a few select people that I trust that I work with, and yeah, you'll be working directly with me and them. Yeah, it's just such a crazy industry. I'm so grateful.
So, what is the role of technology and artificial intelligence in your business?
I actually teach copywriters how to use ChatGPT. I am playing around a little bit with Instantly for cold email campaigns and personalizing the first line as well. So using Line with Instantly and Apollo. It's helping. I think that there's a bit of a better open rate from using personalized lines, but also it can screw them up a lot. So I have someone reviewing them all before they go out. And also I've had way more success with just like reaching out to someone like as a friend versus a cold email pitch, and just giving them something they can't refuse, like back to Alex Hormozi, just like giving them a free like 1 hour coaching session or something, even if like you have a lot on your plate, just like find a way to make it happen. And as far as ChatGPT goes, we could talk about that forever, man. Like it goes deep. There's lots of different tactics you can use.
No, that makes sense. So, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
I just started my email list. I just started my Facebook group. Right now, my biggest challenge is my first priority is obviously all my email list management clients, but finding a little bit more free time to attend to the community so that they can really get everything they want. Like right now, I'm building a course in my Facebook group that's 100% free. Anybody that has a lesson request in there, I'm just like building out and giving to them. So I ideally like to do that quicker, but right now it's going to go a little bit slower. I'm doing about a lesson a week at this rate.
What is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this entrepreneurship journey?
Master your state. Jason Capital, a legendary marketer, talks about this. But if I've tried so many business models, man, I've tried drop shipping, I've tried Kindle publishing, I've tried Amazon FBA, like just failure after failure, racking up tens of thousands in debt. Like through everything, the reason why I wasn't successful was I wasn't like mastering my state. Like I was in a rush to get out of a situation I hated. If you're in a rush in any given moment, in my opinion, you're telling yourself that this moment isn't good enough, which means you're not good enough in this moment. So you have to keep working until you're better. And so that inherently puts this like feeling inside of you of like, I'm not good enough. And then when you jump on a client call, you're screwed out the gate.
Do you think it's just like that mindset, right? Like having that confidence, like, listen, like, yeah, I think everybody struggled with that. It's like, you really have to believe in what you're doing and think like, I can help this person. I know I can help this person. And it's, you know, and I think to your point, like, especially first getting started, like that is difficult because you're like, you have all these doubts, but once you have that social proof, like what you've built up, Christian, I think that's something that, you know, it provides more confidence. Like, as you told me earlier, you help all these people, you know, achieve all these results. So I think that helps, you know, so much now in your business.
Yeah. So, okay. I have a tip for people that don't have the social proof because it always hasn't been like this. Obviously, like it took me forever fighting tooth and nail to get that. Now at that Free Stuff in Georgia event, I approached Troy, who I'm working with now a part-time, and he helped me get a lot of the social proof because he's the one of the successful people I met. I approached him at the event. I said, I want to make you freaking rich. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I've started XYZ business. I've figured out a lot of stuff of my own. I promise you I can figure this out for you. And all I want in return is bragging rights. My heart was beating out of my chest. I was so nervous because I had all this imposter syndrome, just like a lot of beginning entrepreneurs, but I didn't give a shit. Like I was going to approach him and shoot my shot because life's too short, man. We have to shoot our shot and take big risks. And I had a lot of credit card debt to pay off.
No, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I think it's, you know, you have to 100% feel like so many people are afraid to go up and talk to certain people and take a risk. But I think when you take those risks, what the worst somebody can say is no, is like you have to shoot your shot 100%.
Exactly. And for anyone listening, that tactic still works really well. Like if you go to a high level event, seriously, just approach the guy who's running the entire event and say, look, I want to make you freaking rich. As long as you have a biz op offer, like similar to mine, they'll do amazing.
That's awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
It changed so many more lives, man. That's the best part of this is like getting messages from people of like, hey, like my wife was in a devastating car accident and like I'm struggling, but I have disability and like $3,000 a month to transform my life. Like I take it personal, man. I'm like, I'm going to do whatever it takes within my power to help this man become successful because I freaking get it. I understand how hard it feels. Like it feels like a mountain, like you're standing at Everest and you got all this BS holding you down. Like the first step is getting rid of the BS and doing whatever you have to do. So I know it sounds cliche, but a lot of mindset stuff can help you as long as it's the good stuff.
So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing like your website or best way for somebody to get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So my Instagram and Facebook are my best ways to get a hold of me right now. I don't really share my website because then I'll get unlimited calls booked. but yeah, you can message me. I'll send you the links though. My handle on Instagram is Christian the Copywriter. And same thing for Facebook, facebook.com/Christian the Copywriter.
Awesome. Well, Christian, I want to say thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure. We're rooting for you. Hopefully you keep growing your business and helping more people.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Thanks, Christian. All right.
Yep. You got it.